And checking sports this morning, first in high school wrestling around the region last night. It was Atlantic defeating Clarinda 48-30, Creston downing Atlantic 45-18, and Creston over Clarinda 72-12 as part of a double duel. Glenwood also beat Shenandoah in a duel 66-9. It was AHSTW topping Red Oak 45-27, Harlan over Red Oak 44-36, Kemper Catholic beating Red Oak 36-27, Kemper Catholic downing AHSTW 39-36, AHSTW topping Harlan 37-34, and Harlan over Kemper Catholic 43-42, all part of a four-team meet last night. Also, it was Boone over Denison 43-30. Carroll beat Denison 39-36. Carroll over Boone 48-35. Clarinda Academy beat Griswold 48-30. Southwest Valley over Griswold 42-36. Southwest Valley beat Clarinda Academy 52-24. Bedford, a winner over Guthrie, Bedford Lennox beat Guthrie Center 51-27. Bedford Lennox over Coon Rapids Bayard 49-28. Guthrie Center beat Coon Rapids Bayard 54-18. Also, it was Westwood over Exira EHK 66-12. Maple Valley beat Exira EHK 48-24. Woodbine over Exira EHK 42-30. Also, Westwood topping Woodbine 69-12. And Maple Valley over Woodbine 42-42. They won on a priority. Also, Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 36-30. Pleasantville over Nottoway Valley 42-24 in action last night. That was wrestling and high school basketball around the area last night. In boys' hoops, it was Clarinda Academy beating East Mills 49-48. Essex over Heartland Christian 86-26. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 78-40. Glidden-Ralston over Adair Casey 69-33. Stanton defeats Nishnabotna 58-37. In girls' basketball last night, it was Adair Casey over Glidden-Ralston 38-33. Clarinda Academy topping East Mills 42-27. Essex over Heartland Christian 66-6. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 78-40. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Guthrie Center 40-37. Stanton over Nishnabotna 44-40 last night. In men's college basketball last night, Iowa opened the door late for Iowa State, and the fourth-ranked Cyclones walked through it, leading 82-74. In the waning moments, the Hawkeyes committed a flurry of mistakes down the stretch, and the Cyclones rallied for an 83-82 victory. Monte Morris hit the game-winning jumper with 10 seconds remaining.
I just thought in the second half we did a better job of slowing down offensively, getting Monte in a lot of pick-and-roll, flat ball screen in the middle of the floor, and him attacking downhill. And you know, it's just our one action, and, you know, we've kind of run it for years. But flat ball screen, you know, Jamil set it for Monte and just get him going downhill. And, you know, he got a little angle, and they made a big-time little 10-foot pull-up.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm there. The Cyclones trailed by as many as 20 points before they rallied for the victory.
Man, what a game. What an atmosphere. Really proud of our guys. You know, I just told him, you know, character revealed in the second half, and it was. And we really did some special things.
Prohm says the Cyclones struggled on defense in the opening half, and it affected their entire game.
Our defense affected our offense. Not that we were playing against said defense, but we were trying to score so fast. We're trying to get all these points back, and it was bad play after bad play after bad play, and then it was missed layups after missed layup after missed layup, and we just got ourselves in a hole. And I thought we had a better composure. I thought we got into our offense better in the second half. And then I thought we did, obviously, a better job defensively.
Well, for the second straight time at Hilton Coliseum, the Hawkeyes let a sure victory slip away.
I was very disappointed in how we played down the stretch. 17 turnovers in the second half. Very disappointed in that. I thought we made enough plays in the second half to win the game. Just couldn't get home.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes led all but 39 seconds of the contest.
Well, we didn't close the first half, but we didn't close the second half. Gave him 5 points at the end of the first half, 9 points at the end of the second half.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes should have been able to close it out.
With the experience that we have, we've got to be able to execute our press attack and call timeout. We knew we had one left. Just take one. That was disappointing. And I think, you know, I didn't need to remind them of it. They were just as disappointed as I was because they know, you know, what good's that timeout doing us now?
Morris and Jamil McKay led Iowa State with 20 points apiece. Jared Utoff led Iowa with 32 points, 30 of those coming in the first half. A Des Moines Register columnist, Randy Peterson, suffered what the newspaper says is an apparent broken leg when Iowa State fans stormed the court after the game last night. The fourth-ranked Cyclones rallying from 20 down to beat their in-state rivals on a winning shot with 9 seconds left. Iowa State fans then rushed the floor at Hilton Coliseum, and Peterson was injured while heading to the post-game press conference. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard told the Register that he believes Peterson suffered a compound leg fracture. Peterson has covered sports in Iowa for the Register for roughly four decades. Some of the top college football awards were handed out on Thursday. Alabama running back Derrick Henry came away with both the Walter Camp and Maxwell Awards as the College Football Player of the Year. He rushed for 1,986 yards to break Herschel Walker's SEC single-season record. Deshaun Watson of Clemson has won the Davey O'Brien Award, given to the nation's best quarterback. He threw for more than 3,500 yards with 30 touchdowns and ran for almost 900 yards with 11 touchdowns to lead the 13-0 Tigers to a spot in the College Football Playoff. Baylor's Corey Coleman won the Biletnikoff Award, given to the nation's outstanding receiver. Joshua Garnett of Stanford has won the Outland Trophy as the nation's most outstanding interior lineman. Tyler Mintakevich of Temple has won the Chuck Bednarik Award as the nation's Defensive Player of the Year. It was the second major award for Mintakevich, who won the Bronco Nagurski Award on Monday. Desmond King is the first Iowa player to win the Jim Thorpe Award for the nation's best defensive back. The junior cornerback led Iowa with 8 interceptions, including one that he returned for a touchdown this season. The Lou Groza Award went to UCLA's Kamai Fairbairn, who made 20 of 23 field goal attempts in each of his 44 extra points this year. Utah's Tom Hackett has won the Ray Guy Award as the nation's top punter. The Heisman Trophy will be presented Saturday in New York. California football coach Sonny Dykes has agreed to a 2-year contract extension that will increase his pay immediately and hypothetically keep him locked up through the 2019 season. Dykes had 2 years remaining on his original 5-year contract. He guided them to a 7-5 record this year and a berth in the Armed Forces Bowl against Air Force later this month, the team's first bowl appearance since 2011. Football coach Pat Narduzzi has earned a contract extension at Pittsburgh after leading the Panthers to an 8-4 record and a second-place finish in the ACC behind North Carolina in the Coastal Division. His contract has been extended through the 2021 season. North Dakota State star quarterback has returned to practice in a week when the Bison are concentrating on a better defensive effort against Northern Iowa. Senior quarterback and pro prospect Carson Wentz suited up for the first time since breaking his throwing wrist 7 weeks ago. His playing status in the FCS quarterfinal at the Fargo Dome Saturday appears to be a game day decision. Bison safety Robbie Grimsley says Wentz's return is an emotional boost, but adds that the defense needs more than attitude to stop UNI's 1-2 punch of quarterback Aaron Bailey and running back Tyvus Smith. They've each gone over 1,000 yards rushing. The Panthers piled up 277 yards rushing on the Bison in their regular season matchup when Smith didn't get a carry. North Dakota State was able to pull that one out 31-28. Well, the Arizona Cardinals have become the second NFL team to wrap up a playoff berth thanks to a little thievery by one of their oldest newcomers. The Vikings were one play away from attempting a game-tying field goal until 35-year-old Dwight Freeney stripped quarterback Teddy Bridgewater of the ball in the closing seconds to preserve the Cardinals' 23-20 win over Minnesota. Bridgewater had marched the Vikings to the Arizona 31 and was about to pass when the 14-year veteran and first-year Cardinal slammed the quarterback's arm, allowing Calais Campbell to recover the fumble with 5 seconds left. The game-clinching defensive stop came after Chandler Catanzaro nailed a 47-yard field goal with a minute 23 remaining. Also in NFL news, J.J. Watt says he won't let a broken hand prevent him from playing Sunday against New England. The defensive end plans to take aim at Tom Brady this weekend, despite breaking his left hand in Wednesday's practice. Watt leads the NFL with 13.5 sacks and is sporting a black cast covering his left hand and wrist. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski was back on the practice field Thursday, just 11 days after spraining his right knee and suffering a bone bruise in a loss to the Denver Broncos. With no timeline set on his return, Gronkowski was back after missing 4 New England Patriots practices. Hall of Fame coach and former NFL broadcaster John Madden has been released from the hospital after undergoing open-heart surgery. The league says Madden left a San Francisco hospital on Wednesday and is expected to make a full recovery. The 79-year-old coach, he coached the Raiders from 1969 to 78, leading the team to a Super Bowl victory after the 1976 season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.